Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Wow, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
A man walks down the street. He says, "Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle now? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot at redemption. Don't want to end up in a cartoon, in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away my well-lit door. Oh, Mr. Beer belly. Get these mutts away from me. You know I don't find this stuff amusing anymore.
If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal.
Good, Charlie, good.
I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al.
A man walks down the street. He says, "Why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where is my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone?" He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations.
If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. Yeah, go ahead, call me Al.
Good use of a sock puppet, Charlie.
Oh, sounds like a good sock puppet, Rob.
Yeah, they're great. You know what part I like? Bone digger.
Me. Oh,
get ready, Charlie.
1, 2, 3.
All right, that's enough. Stop it.
Stop the music.
I'm bored.
I don't think anyone in the world was bored except you. You said, how did I inspire that?
You posted some dude.
I put it on your
Facebook. Is the funniest one I've ever seen.
On
of
Friday.
That guy,
yes.
Doing that, which was just very, very fun.
I saw
very
it and fun I just had to write to you, Mike, this guy.
Yeah. Who is this guy? And, of course, a tribute to our own Mark Riddell. The late Mark Riddell, who gave me this hat when I went up to the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey training facility, staging area, headquarters, and gave us this the most amazing, amazing tour behind the scenes of the circus, and then presented me right when I got there with that wonderful big top hat. It was
and then
fantastic.
He died.
And then he died right after that.
Right after that. It was the last thing he did.
No, he took a while longer, but he helped
thank
us.
You,
he
did, thank you, Margaret, for hanging on.
He did great vignettes on the show, great promos on the show. It was a lot of fun. So welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Just thought I'd start with something stupid today because I felt like it. Welcome to the day after Father's Day and the return of the man himself from his world travels, Mr. Josh Soroka, who is deathly under the weather,
yes,
along with Rob Spiewak, who is almost deathly under the weather. I got two sick guys that I'm working with here. But you're here, and I appreciate it. And welcome home, finally, after your odyssey. I heard, because you would do shows with Rob on Wednesdays,
yes,
where you would talk a little bit about what was going
did
on.
Did we lose Mike on the feed?
Something with his camera. Yes.
Uh-oh. What happened?
You are Claude Rains. You are the invisible man right now.
Oh,
but we can hear you.
Goodness.
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Well,
you
hold on a second.
Hit something that turned off your camera.
I don't know why that happened.
Hey, look. There he is.
Must have grazed it. Must have grazed it when I moved my hat. So anyway, you're back. And
yes.
Rob had indicated that, let me just say, all of your time was accounted for. Every single moment.
And it was great. I mean, we saw everything.
You got. Yeah, let me see if I got it right. You went London.
Yes.
You went to France.
Yes, London, Paris.
And then you wound up in Italy, right? So you got the three countries.
It was London. Then Paris to Venice,
Italy.
Venice to Florence, Florence to Tuscany, Tuscany to Rome, Rome to the Amalfi Coast.
So you spent most of your time in Italy on the trip. How did you find Florence? My sister lived there for a year. Did you like it?
It was way too crowded.
Really?
It was ridiculously
crowded. Is that
where you said
that's like a newly discovered place for the influencers? That's where they're all going now?
There's got to be a movie or something that takes place, like Eat, Pray, Love or something that takes place in Florence, because it is packed.
But Eat, Pray, Love was India, Josh. So
one of those, one of those girl movies.
Yeah.
One of those girl movies.
It's like
that they
Little
watch
Women,
the movie,
but
and then they say, I need to go to Italy.
Yeah, sure. But
I'll tell you. And in those movies, you know what they must spend most of their budget on?
What's
cleaning
that?
Up graffiti and dirt.
Oh, dirty cities?
So Florence
all the
was dirty?
Were dirty? Yes.
Wow.
Right.
Rome That's was dirty. Surprising. They're all dirty.
Wow. Does he sound like a man that had a good time?
I told him that he's going to look back on this very fondly.
I will. Yeah. It was cool to see a lot of places. I really enjoyed the Colosseum. I really enjoy just seeing landmarks that you want to see in your lifetime.
Rome would be special to me,
but
just
was,
because of the history and all.
Right.
Well, as Josh said in one of our Wednesday shows, he says, well, I'm here in Rome, and as you know, I'm a Bible guy. And so a lot of that Bible stuff went down in Rome. So that'd be like going, for me, like going onto the set of Psycho. I mean, that's an amazing thing.
It almost sounded like you were doing Bill O'Reilly. I'm a Bible guy.
No. It's his quote, so he'd have to be.
So I'm a Bible guy. Here we are. We got the Colosseum over here. You got your Roman centurions walking through the streets.
Bill, do you like fountains?
Love fountains. The Trevi Fountain, really special stuff. Michelangelo.
Yeah. What do you throw into a fountain?
Pennies.
Yeah. Do you have pennies after all the tariffs?
No. I don't believe in it anymore.
You don't believe in what?
In pennies. No, I don't believe in, I'm crypto. Crypto.
Do you?
Crypto. Why am I doing a Bill O'Reilly? Nobody cares about Bill O'Reilly.
Do you throw
anymore.
Crypto into the fountain?
Crypto night. Crypto night. So, back here, and I am curious of all the things you saw, and you. It was a whirlwind
two-week.
You guys just devoured it, where you got everything relevant was on your plate. You got everything, and you tore through it. Kind of tough to do. Tiring.
According to my phone, I walked 67 miles.
And got sick. Where do you think you got your death grip? On the planes, or do you think in the crowds?
No.
Where do you think it came
from? It started in probably in Rome.
Rome,
I had a little cough.
The Roman flu.
Probably started in Rome.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
That sounds dirty, doesn't it?
It does,
Roman
doesn't
flu.
It? Yeah, like
I see. That's pretty angry looking. Looks to me like you got a little of the Roman flu.
You can see a great example of the Roman flu in Caligula. If you take
enough for me to Google
exactly.
when I get home to make sure there's not like any Italy virus or something that's out there.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have everybody back where they belong. Since my summer's been disrupted. It's just different. I would be up in the Great White North, but baseball keeps me here. Getting back to your European odyssey, I got a bunch of questions because I am not a world traveler, and Rob's traveled more recently to Europe than I have.
Yeah,
way back. How many marriages ago? Two marriages ago, mm-hmm. I traveled to Europe. I visited Venice. I visited Munich. I visited Austria and
Frankfurt. And it wasn't just you and the wife.
No, it was me and the first wife and her aunt, otherwise referred to in Germany as a Tante, because that's how they pronounce.
Have been excited in Germany to get over there, you know, with all the other Tantes.
Well, I counted 2,467 castles in one day.
Great.
And then got to the Hofbräuhaus, which was beer, 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 which at that time in my life was extremely important to me.
Well, you had been building up to it all day.
And usually through my 15th year on this planet, I probably had. And at the moment that I sat down next to an NHL hockey player who was in the same place in Germany, who was playing for the German team, overseas like so many players do, and that was when the aunt decided she wanted to go home.
Tante wanted to go back to the hostel, and you were not able to stay at the greatest place in all of Germany, the Hofbräuhaus.
Rob, the marriage may have ended right then.
That's possible.
Just might have happened. But back
to
John.
Well, I think both of you ended up happier, don't you think, in the long run?
Couldn't tell you about her. I don't know what
if you were
she's
forced
to
guess.
I hope so. All of my exes, I
Me
hope,
too.
Are happy.
Me too.
Well, you don't have any exes. What were you going to say, Josh?
I'm hoping for your exes.
Sure.
Well, I was going to say it's always difficult to travel with people other than just your spouse.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to modify. You traveled with, it was you, your wife.
Mother-in-law and stepson.
And so just one kid.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know it was just one kid.
Yes.
So mother-in-law, wife, stepson. That's not too bad. That's kind of manageable. How did the stepson handle it? He's 11, right?
Yeah. He doesn't like to walk. That became a problem.
Is
with
he,
67 miles.
Is what he, would he offer instead? I mean, there's not a lot of options. Did he want to Uber everywhere? What did
Uber
he want?
Or stay at the hotel?
Is he fit or is he non-fit?
He could do better.
Okay. Well, aren't they kind of at that age before they stretch out? They're all kind of schlubby a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my kid, he doesn't, you know, he could use to.
No, it's any kid, no matter what, no kid's going to want to walk all day.
Yeah.
So right. I understand that.
That was a little bone of contention, right?
At age 11, I think I was the fittest I ever was.
Do you think when you look back on it, do you think that's a
probably? Yeah.
You're probably. When did you have your first? Do you remember enough? I don't remember when I had a growth spurt. So all I know is the only way I can tell you this. I coach.
You mean like
kids,
a weight spurt or a growth spurt?
Usually they stretch out. I will tell you that there's a kid, William, that's playing on the Turn 2. That's another travel team. Josh knows what that's about, and he was a round little guy.
Right.
He's still round, but he's stretched out. And it's
that's
so, an
11, 12-year-old stretch.
Oh, my God. It's amazing to watch. And, Michael's starting to get a little taller, and they tend to grow a little bit. But I get it. So did he appreciate where he was at that young age, do you think?
I think he will even more when he's older.
Okay. All right.
That's cool, though.
Did he fall into the roll the eyes? Yeah, were there any moments where you will stop that right now? Stop that whining!
Perhaps.
And was that said to your son, or did your wife say that to you?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Did of the four travelers,
yes,
mother-in-law, wife, son, stepson, and you, did you and your stepson take any breaks from from the sightseeing? I picture you being the one that's, we'll go back to the hotel.
No,
you didn't.
I like as planned, I skipped the perfume making, as we discussed. But that was the only thing I skipped. I believe the mother-in-law kept the stepson at the hotel a couple times.
Okay, all right. And she and how old is she?
70-something. Okay.
So she's not really, you know, she can get around right. fine. The idea of all the things you saw, the single most impressive thing on your European odyssey that you saw, in your opinion?
I was impressed by the Colosseum, and I think really the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
As much as I was unimpressed with Paris, the Eiffel Tower itself is impressive.
I bet it is a great thing.
Yeah.
I bet it. You've been in there, right? Right? You've seen the Eiffel Tower?
The real one, not the King's Dominion one.
Oh, no, the real one.
The both of them. I've dined.
Oh, we'll get to King's Dominion. There's a big King's Dominion thing
in the Eiffel Tower.
Coming. Yes. Very, very exciting. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being flawless, 1 being I'll never get on a plane again, where did the trip fall in your humble opinion?
6.
He's so honest, Rob. Isn't
I know.
A 6 is a
it's so great.
Score.
Yeah. But I think when you look back on it, John, it's going to get higher.
I wish in America we had high-speed trains.
Oh, I
enjoyed
bet,
the trains.
Right? That's what I would look forward to just about as much as anything. Is I love train travel, and the idea of train travel getting me to from point A to point B. What was the best train travel you experienced? Was it the Venice to Florence, or was it
Venice to Florence?
So the Italian trains, the Italian trains are good.
The second best train he was on was actually Metro Center, the Gallery Place. Also
the
great.
The worst. No, by the way, the trains that we have, all subway train activity in the Washington D.C. area is poopy doop, in my humble opinion. You know, if you were lucky, you get to go on the Virginia Railway Express.
Oh, the VRE tomorrow.
Which I took. You might as well take it right out of the movie Tombstone. That with the speed that it goes, and here's the great thing about VRE, everybody gets a stop. Yep. Everybody gets
no
a stop.
No express.
Well, no express. No.
You know, we have an Amtrak train that goes from Miami to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
In like 32 hours because it stops every 2 miles.
It stops. It's ridiculous. It's insane.
32 and hours?
Yes.
That's no good. What's that? There's just not a point.
Yeah.
No.
In taking, you know, 3 days to get to where you're going to go.
And it costs more than an airplane.
It does.
Yeah.
It's silly. It's silliness.
I looked into some years ago to the possibility of doing like an Alfred Hitchcock movie style leisurely trip to the West Coast on a train.
Yeah.
And you might as well charter an airplane. It's
well,
so
Well, there
expensive.
Are certain trains in North America that are designed for really cutting through mountain passes and seeing the sights and through the woods and all that. But the regular Amtrak, which I desperately wish they would improve that. I think it would be
pre-9/11. You were the train's biggest champion in the world because no one was taking the train to New York.
And I got
The DC to New York train's not bad.
No,
and I got home multiple times before the guys did because they would fly and thunderstorms would take them out of the equation. But it's great to have you back, and I think a 6 is a pretty good score. Who in your party do you think had the best time?
Maybe me.
Really?
Maybe you.
Oh, maybe me.
So there wasn't like real excitement coming.
So it was a smart move to blow off the perfume making.
Yeah, there were some issues, but we saw a bunch of things. And
would you like to discuss any of the issues? Was there anything
not at this
in particular?
Time? Okay. Not at this time.
All right. Would you?
I would dare say, Mike, that there will be stuff discussed later.
Yeah, I just let some time pass, and then maybe a bonus show, an extra.
Yeah.
Okay. Something. All right. Perhaps when everybody's out of the house.
Wednesday shows, Mike, the mic was live, and I'm not going to spite any details. I'm just going to say there was a tension in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's back, and
all is well.
Glad to have you here.
Yes.
And it was, it was fun. My Father's Day weekend, and happy Father's Day belated to both of you
both
gentlemen
of you
who,
as well.
Who are dads. I gotta
go,
say,
still waiting
do they
to hear
go
from my
over
kids.
The board? Do they go overboard?
I would say of Father's Days that I have had in my life since I've been a dad, I had the best Father's Day going away.
How come?
That I've ever had. I'll tell you how. It began with my son First of all, here's what makes a holiday or a special day fun is when you have, and I'm talking zero expectations. I wake up early every day, no matter what. I go out to the kitchen to straighten up and make coffee, and I have no thoughts until right. I think Michael comes out and says, Happy Father's Day. I'm like, oh, thank you, buddy. And that's, as far as I'm concerned, that would be the day. That would be fun. So let me go through the list. All right. The list is as follows. Wake up, go into the kitchen making coffee. Michael comes out with a homemade card that he made for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
And gosh, I wish I had it here. It's really kind of cute. It was he did a picture of he and I somewhere that he had in his room from when he was a little bitty, where we went into one of those photo booths, and he stuck that all over the card. And then he had a kebab with different meat on it, and a medium, rare, well done, and said, Dad, you are the rarest of them all. And it was just so cute that he came up with that concept, and it was just so that was great too. Mm-hmm. So then I'm doing the coffee, and I get done making the coffee, and I go to sit in my chair, and Carla says, will you help mommy get that out of the car, the groceries out of the car that I got yesterday, or something out of the car. I don't even listen, but it's like, Daddy, could you help us, please? And I get out of my chair with the same sound you will hear often in my house when I go,
a Napoleon Dynamite sound. Yeah.
I didn't care to. And once again, clueless. And I go to the car. They open the trunk of Carla's car. And in the back of the trunk is a Blackstone grill.
No way.
And suddenly I'm like, no. Here's what makes, I figured out what makes the greatest
That's
gift of all.
Great.
What makes the greatest gift of all is something that you would be very happy to get that you would never in a million years buy yourself. Mm-hmm. As long as I have my gas grill outside, I had no intention, although I was always curious, and I heard people rave about these
grills.
This
is a griddle, right? This is
it's a
flat
griddle.
Grill?
Yes. Oh,
I'm so jealous.
It's a griddle.
Jealous.
And then we went out on the patio. I put it together. We seasoned it up, and we didn't cook on it yesterday, but that didn't matter, and it's just...
It'll
it's,
get better. The
today,
more you use
cool.
it, the better it's going to get.
I think we
God
seasoned
you.
It perfectly with the smoke point
and
all that good stuff. It was No, we didn't do... It was just let,
no,
let
I'm,
the...
No, I'm talking about the metal seasoning. It's
they just put the seasoning stuff right. on it, and man, it was fantastic. What else? Phone calls from both daughters, one in DC, one in California. Catherine, speaking of amusement parks, was at Six Flags, and she had taken her team that she uses, her consulting team, had been rewarded for a great month, and she took them all to that. I mean, my daughter's just kicking
that's
ass
awesome.
And taking names out in California. And then my other daughter gave me a call, and we had some laughs. And then let's see what happened after that. And then it was off to Michael to a friend's house. And when Michael went to the friend's house, Carl and I had the afternoon.
Look at
and. Him. And we took a little nap, and then
wink, wink.
And then you're right. Look out! And
yeah.
that, I mean, for my
that's a pretty good Father's Day
at my advanced age.
Mm-hmm.
You know that rarefied air is truly rarefied air,
did
and
you,
very special.
You didn't involve the Blackstone in that, did you?
I could say something really gross, but I'm
don't,
too old.
Don't
to
don't.
Make that kind of a joke. And that was. It just was. It was wonderful.
Ours are almost identical. Then our Father's Days.
That man is lying. it was, and I really, and then had it. Oh, and then it was off to. I watched my beloved Red Sox, and they won
How'd
their
that
game.
Go? Oh, that's good. That's a Father's
they
Day.
They swept the New York Yankees. Well, it gets worse.
Yeah, then the post-game
it was,
surprise.
It was ruined at the very end, but it didn't ruin my Father's Day. But. The off to Iguanamia, where I had two hearty margaritas, and
was
we
there
had
any
a,
Father's Day special at the Mia?
Yes, that one of the best specials offered in all of Southwest Florida. I don't mind giving them a plug, even though they've never really advertised on
right.
the show. And that is, it was off to the cash machine because pay cash. They do it every Wednesday, And they did it on Father's Day, too. Pay cash, get a 30% discount. 30% off your tab. That was the trip to the 7-Eleven for me to go to the ATM.
Wow. That's a great deal.
It is a great deal. It is a great. We didn't have that much to eat. We had, you know, I had two margaritas. Carla had one. And then home.
And a chip. I had two margaritas and a chip.
And a chip. And, oh, God, what a great day. What a, I mean, a 10. I'd love to come in here and do my bitchy witchy, but there's always something, right? Isn't there always something?
Always.
That's why I have T-shirts that, you know, that mention that. And mm-hmm. I have hats that say the same thing. Don't get happy. Now, Michael was at a friend's house. We didn't realize that our buddy Drew, his friend Donnie's dad, was going to drop him off when we were at Mia. We didn't know that.
Okay.
So he dropped Michael off, and Michael immediately calls and says, "Where are you guys?" Carla tells him. And then we get another call from Michael. I'm like, "What does he want?" And she said, "Really? Oh, okay. Do you want to talk to Dad?" And I take the phone, and he goes, "Dad?" I said, "Yeah." "The Red Sox traded Rafi Devers." His favorite player. And look at the joy from our Baltimore.
That's what you do after winning 5 games in a row.
I mean, Josh, what the hell is going on with the team?
He has to be a clubhouse cancer.
He had to be a terrible person in the clubhouse. Yes. He's known to be immature, but this is a guy they just locked up for a long-term contract.
What position does he play?
10 years.
Well, he was the third baseman, and then they brought in Alex Bregman, and so they bumped him out of his third base. He bitched about that. Then they wanted him, after the first baseman got hurt, to play first base. He bitched about that, said he didn't want to do that, and then come on over. Come next to me, because we don't have the camera set up here. All right, come on. You can put your headphones on. Get the headphones wherever they are. Where are your headphones? They should be over there.
Baseball
somewhere.
Analysis.
Yeah,
he'll Michael do a little Merritt baseball Jr.
analysis. He's not Michael and Merritt Jr.
I'm giving him a showbiz name, Mike. Right. That's all.
They locked this guy up in the offseason for 10 years.
Yes.
They traded him for virtually nothing.
Right. Right.
You know what they're doing? They're trying to trick the league. They've got a plan that's much deeper than anyone knows.
Don't hit anything.
No, they had a clubhouse issue, and they had to make a point, and they had to make a statement.
That's an expensive point to make.
It was.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
I'm disappointed in my team.
You got to be a little louder.
It's a stupid trade.
Yeah, now I don't know if they're going to do anything like going forward. I would assume they are. I mean, they are within that series. They are very much in the hunt.
Well, no, they traded one of their best players. So
yeah, they traded,
gone.
But they might, because as Josh said, he might have been a clubhouse cancer. So that's why they had to get rid of him, and they wanted to get the salary dump with a guy that obviously didn't want to support the team by playing whatever position they would tell him to play. So I think he had a bad attitude.
A really bad move.
Well, it was for you. I know
we could have got way. No, not that. I'm just saying we could have got way more for him, and we didn't.
I don't know if we could have.
It's interesting that there was no talk of them trying to move him before this.
No,
so it was pretty quietly done. And hey, he's been having a terrible year. Only 15 home runs, .272 batting average.
He's an Oriole fan, so he's kind of gloating right
now. Those are good stats, Rob.
Because his team really sucks.
I understand they're good stats. Hey, I like the...
You know what else is fun, Rob?
What?
By the end of this week, my team will pass the Red Sox in the standings.
Oh, that's fun.
I would be more than willing to put down a little... they're going on a road trip. Who do the Orioles play next?
Tampa.
What do you mean? But did the Orioles win over the weekend?
They swept the Angels.
Oh,
so they're playing really well too.
Okay, so everybody's starting to tweak it up a little bit. But when I asked you if you could get any jersey with any name on it, what did you say yesterday?
I would get Carlos Narvaez.
That's right. Who might be on the All-Star team? The rookie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So did you just wake up?
No.
Okay.
I've been up for like.
Are you ready?
You
to
have
go?
He sort of has the sound of an opinionated sleepy kid.
Yeah, sleepy, opinionated kid. And where are we going after I get done taping the
We're
show?
We're going fishing.
Yes, get out of here. Thank you very much.
Fishing?
What do you want to talk about?
I like this. I like the sports talk. So, why San Francisco, though? For, like, multiple guys who have, like, they both have two minor leaguers.
The two pitchers are not horrible that you got. They're okay.
I get that look like 18 times a day.
4.57 ERA and like a 6.5
ERA. It'll be okay.
ERA.
You want to continue, or you know, I have to move the show along. You know, I have an obligation to my listeners.
He's right now. He's conflicted, Mike, about arguing sports or putting his head on a pillow. He doesn't know what he wants.
He looks very sleepy.
And it's just like the only reason I was kind of upset with it too
is
because ever since I really started watching the Red Sox, Raffy was on the team, so it was like seeing him go was sad.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, Craig Breslow? You ass. All right, get out of here. I love you. Thank you. Thanks for visiting.
Wow.
Bye.
Well, good job, Michael.
All right, see you later. Take the headphones off. Bye.
Sports Thank will you. Always love break you. Your heart.
We're going to Lakes Park.
That's all it does.
We're going to go to Lakes Park, and we're going to fish.
What kind of fish do they have at Lakes
That's
Park?
That's the cool thing, Rob. It's brackish water. They have not only freshwater fish, they have saltwater fish, too. Why are you laughing at that?
Because I always laugh at the phrase brackish water because it sounds like it's disgusting to drink.
Brackish water is a hybrid of salt and fresh, and so many different species exist in it, and we'll see what happens.
Like, is there a chance for a swordfish?
He's on swordfish.
Yeah, it's that little reel.
No, he's on a kick. He's a mini me. His passions are just like mine. It's silly. It's scary because he likes the thing. When I was his age, I started probably 2 years earlier where it was fishing. Yeah. And now he's gotten the bug, and I get it. But, you know, it's tough to keep everything in check. There are so many things going on with baseball this week and all of it. But really, overall, even with the trade, pretty good move. You know, the problem with these organizations, Josh, that do this is the lack. And we have the same problem on our show. I talk about it all the time. I emphasize it all the time. Communication. For people to let you know where their heads are at, what their concerns are, you know, and these organizations make these moves. And don't you think they have an obligation to just spell it out to the degree that they can tell the fan base without giving away their strategy?
But they won't.
They won't.
They won't because it's not even about pissing off Devers. It's not about saying, hey, Devers was a bad clubhouse guy. It's about pissing off his agent that then represents seven other players you might want.
Right. Exactly. So we'll see what happens with all that. But that was the only moment on the weekend that was a little negatory. Otherwise, Sunday was fantastic. Absolutely special. Really good.
And it may, you know what? The bad make the better seem better, doesn't it?
What?
The fact that you had a bad moment, it makes the good seem better. Think of that card.
The bad makes the better.
It must
be
so nice to get a card from your children.
How was your Father's Day, Rob?
Aces.
That sounds like you're not telling the
truth. Here it is. Here's how it fell out. I woke up at 3 a.m.
Sunday morning?
Yeah, because I had to pee.
Okay.
And when I came back to bed, Carrie said, are you all right? I said, yeah. She said, happy Father's Day. And then she was back to sleep. And so then I got up, and then something nice actually happened is that my dad's wife, Kathy, is in town. So we arranged to meet at Jimmy's for lunch. Which was nice. My son, my wife, my mother, and myself. And we did that. But
your dad wasn't there, though.
No, he's still in Miami.
And are you sure about that? Are you 100% sure?
I call him.
She doesn't have him. And it sounds like it is his voice?
Well, him or a good AI version of him.
Okay.
I think she has a nanny cam on him to make sure he's safe.
Okay.
But while he's getting ready for Jimmy's, I get a text from my daughter, and she sent me a Father's Day song, and I thought that was very sweet.
Well, see, there you go. That's a win.
And my son gave me a happy Father's Day call in the morning and said, I'm going to see you at Jimmy's because he's house-sitting this week. I said, can't wait to see you. And we did it, and we're on the way to Jimmy's, and Carrie says, now, it's Father's Day. What would you like for Father's Day dinner? A steak? I said, you know
what?
Oh,
this is like after your lunch at Jimmy's.
No, on our way to Jimmy's. We're making small talk
in the
car.
What do you want at Jimmy's?
Right. And what I want for dinner.
So
because
you're
we're
on
going.
Your way
that's
to
what
one
I
meal.
Just said. I said, so you were on the way to lunch, and then she's asking you what you want that evening for dinner. That's exactly what I said, Dennis.
Okay.
That's what I said. I said, what are
you
going to have later on? What did I say?
You said she's asking what you're going to have at Jimmy's.
No, I said that after the fact. Before I said, what are you going to have at Jimmy's? I said, is it lunch? Roll the tape back, Sicky Six.
All
That's
right.
what I said. I was So you're going to lunch, she's going to fix you dinner that night,
and
correct?
She said, yes. Would you like steak? I said, you know what? Steak is so expensive nowadays. What I would like is a simple tater tot casserole. And she said, fantastic. One of my favorites.
And good for you.
Well, who cares? You know?
I know that's your philosophy.
What is in a tater tot casserole?
Oh, I forgot you're relatively a newcomer to the show.
Yes.
You've got Rob's signature dish.
Ground beef, celery, onions, cream of mushroom soup, cheddar cheese.
And embalming fluid.
And tater tots on top. And no one who has ever made it has come away disappointed. It's a wonderful thing. So while we're on our way.
And by the way, after you eat it, you feel great.
Yeah, like the strength of 10 men. And so while we're on our way to Jimmy's, which is about a half hour ride for us, she gets on her phone, which she loves to do, and puts together a pickup order at Target. So to get the ingredients for tater tot casserole, all she has to do is swing by and pick it up. I said,
right.
Great. So we have a magnificent lunch at Jimmy's, except for the band, because it was Father's Day at Jimmy's, and they had a two-person band that was very loud.
Are you in the bar area?
We're in the lower part.
The lower part of the bar
area. Where the band is. Oh, and
okay, I hear you. Like middle of the day, maybe a quiet dinner would be nice.
At the point when I just leaned over to Robert, I said, can you hear the music okay? But Jimmy's was doing a great business, I think because it was a sort of a rainy-ish morning. Most people were inside, so the place was slammed. And I have to say, best ribs I've ever had. Jimmy, great job on those. Apparently, they were smoked 3 days in advance. So a three-day smoking.
So you had ribs and a tater tot casserole?
No, I did not, Mike. Don't read ahead.
Okay.
So we have a great meal.
Do you have a full rack or a half rack?
Full rack that I ate half of because they were that meaty. I could not finish.
That's awesome.
And then drive home, and the groceries are not ready at Target yet. So we go home.
How did you find out that? Did she call?
You've had an issue before with this Target pickup.
I know. I'm staying out of the way on this. I said, do we need to stop by Target to pick up the ingredients? She says, they're not ready yet. I said, okay, I'm going home. So we go home and my mom calls and she says, her sister-in-law, Lynn, who is her best friend, is staying the night. Do you have any of those out of office sodas?
Oh, they want a little weed.
Yeah. And I said, yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. So she comes by to grab a six-pack, and I have a nice visit with her. And then Carrie goes upstairs. Now it's like 4 o'clock, and Carrie sits on the sofa in a way that I know she means to stay on the sofa a while. There is a blanket involved, and she is gone.
I can get that going out to have a heavy lunch, and
yeah,
then
she had the steak sandwich, which is even heavier. So, I mean, she was ready for a nap.
Right.
So I put on a show that we were going to start watching. I forget what it was. That's how good it was. And it was just continuing to repeat. Oh, it was called Happy Face, about the Happy Face killer, serial killer.
Oh, yeah, I think I looked in on that at one point.
And episodes keep going on and on and on, and she's asleep. And then it gets to be 8 o'clock, and she wakes up, and she says, I'm sorry I'm so asleep. Can I just make the tater tot casserole tomorrow?
Oh, God.
I said, absolutely.
There you go.
And I went to bed. And then, Mike, just when you thought all was over, I woke up and she came down today and she said, I forgot to give you your card. So I don't know if the Father's Day card was here yesterday or if this came with the Target run.
Have you opened it yet?
I have not. I told her quite plainly that I will open it after the show, so I have something to look forward to.
Wow. Hey, you know what? The good news is, though, we had a business meeting yesterday morning, and you sound better today than you sounded yesterday.
Thank you.
You sound like you're on the road. Do you feel better?
I sound better. Yeah, yeah.
Good.
I do.
Good.
Because
I mean, outside of being a little irritated, which is
coming through.
The secret
to feeling better,
good.
Mike, is having something in the background of your psyche that can fuel you. Like the fact that nobody cares.
Well, Rob, I'm still waiting to hear from my kids.
And, well, I mean, they're probably on Italian time. So you get some.
They didn't go, though.
They didn't go, but maybe.
Yeah. But you know what? I think Robert made the most effort. And he said, I'm sorry.
Well, he's got the most to benefit by pleasing you, being that he's, you know, he's living in your house now.
Right. And
he's,
he wants that rent to stay.
He said, sorry, Dad, no card. I said, that's all right. You would have written happy birthday anyway. Because he has the tradition of writing the wrong holiday on cards.
God bless him.
I love him.
Rob Spiewak.
I love him so much.
That's awesome. Well, happy Father's Day.
He had wings and a Reuben, Mike.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads. Wherever you are, whoever you are, I hope you had a fantastic. There it is. There's the card.
It's not sealed. Not sealed.
Hey, does it feel like there might be something special in there?
Yes, it does. It feels like it's full of scorn.
Scorn. That's wonderful. Can't wait to find out tomorrow what's in it. But first, there's nothing better than finding a great cigar at an even better price. And that's why I love Thompson Cigar. They've been around since 1915, so they know a thing or two about cigars. Whether it's a quick five-pack for the weekend or joining one of their value clubs, Thompson makes it easy to save while enjoying top-notch cigars. Thompson also has one of the largest humidors in America, so they guarantee fresh cigars shipped right to your door every time. Thompson's knowledgeable team is available to help you find the perfect cigar, and their expert curated and customer curated clubs make discovering new cigars fun and affordable. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee, Thompson ensures you'll enjoy every cigar you order. Light 'em up! Visit ThompsonCigar.com today and explore their incredible selection of cigars and unbeatable deals. Enjoy up to 20% off orders of $75 or more. That's ThompsonCigar.com and use code TMOS at checkout. Discover why Thompson has been America's humidor since 1915. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who trust Thompson for quality, value, and exceptional service. Some exclusions apply.
Visit ThompsonCigar.com/TMOS or use the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your order of $75 or more.
Hey, do you have any delightful memories? Ooh, as Merv would say. Yeah. Ooh, that's a bingo. Do you want to relive those good old days, but are they trapped on VHS tapes or film reels and you just aren't sure where to start? I still can't believe Josh took a full-size VHS camera to Italy. But luckily, we have the perfect solution, Legacy Box.
Yes.
Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. Plus, when you go to legacybox.com/TMOS, you get 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. Right now, when you purchase a Legacy Box, you get 90 days free access to Legacy Box's cloud, which is the easiest way to stream, share, and download your memories. It's like Netflix, but for your home movies. You can stream your vids or pics anywhere, download, organize, save them, and store them securely. The Legacy Box Cloud brings you peace of mind, and now you can't even lose your photos if you tried, you clumsy dink.
Yeah.
Live in the now. Hey, good buddy, it's time to box it up. Go on. Go on now. Come on.
Come on
box
now.
It up. Legacy Box. Go on now. Come on.
Come on.
Go on now. Box it up. Box it up.
Thank you.
Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. Save 50% for a limited time only. It's legacybox.com/TMOS. Once more, legacybox.com/TMOS. And remember, wash your hands before eating. And don't eat your Legacy Box, everybody.
Don't do it, Mike.
Don't do it at all. Don't.
Just like they say the theme of Beretta. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
We start today with the man suspected of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and wounding another. They got him. This manhunt went on a long time because they identified the guy.
Such a great weekend, wasn't it?
It was terrible. Anyway, he crawled. Let me see. Wounding another. He crawled to officers to surrender Sunday after they located him in the woods near his home, bringing to end a massive two-day search that put the entire state on edge. His name, Vance Bolter. He was arrested, charged with two counts of murder, two of attempted murder. He is accused of posing as a police officer and fatally shooting former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark, in their home early Saturday in the northern Minneapolis suburbs. Authorities say he also shot Senator John Hoffman, a Democrat, and his wife, Yvette. They were injured at their residence, God almighty, about 9 miles away. One man's unthinkable actions have altered the state of Minnesota, said Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota. He said that at a news conference after Bolter's arrest. So thank God they got the guy, but what a world we're living in. Just a little craziness. Real craziness.
It really does sound like a story from like 1850, doesn't it?
Yeah, but let me cheer you up. You ready?
Thank you.
Let's turn the corner. Let me give you a real happy story, okay?
Thank you.
Here we go, everybody. The rapper formerly known as Kanye West, he briefly showed up at the New York sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs.
That
Friday to support the mogul, a longtime friend, apparently. They are both buds. He wasn't allowed into the courtroom and left after briefly watching the trial on a video monitor in another room. I guess he didn't know that he wasn't going to be to get in there for his photo op.
You know what my dad should have written on Facebook is yay for yay.
Yay for yay. He was dressed in white. He got to the Manhattan federal court before noon while the trial was on a break and spent about 40 minutes in the building after emerging from an airport-style security screening. Yay. Was asked if he was at the courthouse to support Combs. Yes, he responded.
Clever.
He nodded, too. He then hustled to an elevator and did not respond when asked if he might testify.
Running out of ideas to get in the news.
Probably.
To get coverage.
Yeah. Yeah, he's bored.
This was a solid idea, though.
Yeah. It's like, who is the most despicable person on trial that I can... Oh, yeah, Diddy. I know that guy. Let me go right now.
He brought him a Father's Day card.
Oh, did he? Really? That's wonderful. That he'll open after this show.
After the trial.
J.J. Spawn. This was a great... I didn't mention that it was a good sports weekend for me, too. This guy. First of all, the golf course for golfing fans out there... the setup at Oakmont Country Club for the U.S. Open, if it gets any more difficult, I don't think it can.
Really?
We're talking rough, Rob, that's about that yay high. Mm-hmm. And it was damp and wet because they were getting a lot of rain up in Pennsylvania.
It was a horrible course. I mean, it was rainy.
So,
I saw that.
So hard. So hard to the point of, only rarely do I feel this way. I don't get off on seeing those guys playing in impossible situations.
The struggle, yeah.
I'd rather see great guys hit great shots.
You watch to see beautiful courses?
You see beautiful courses. You see guys that can destroy a golf course because they're so talented. That's not the case. However, at the end of this golf tournament, J.J. Spawn had two putts to win. He had like 45 feet for his birdie putt, but even a par putt would have been...
Right.
Enough, but it didn't look easy. It did not look like an easy two-putt, and he drains the first one for a birdie. And he's a cool dude.
Good.
And his wife was there, and his babies were there, and it was really great. The champion.
Did the babies bring him a Father's Day card?
You got to let it go at some point. Well, we'll hear about it tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
Let me see. He had another great shot at hole 17. So he finished really strong, and he's not a guy you expect to be in the hunt. So kudos to J.J. Spawn. I really like
him. Are there players that have, like, horse races, like racing horses, are players that do better in a sloppy track than other players, like they do, like if you bet on a modern
horse?
Not really.
If you look at the scores, they all were in that even par area. And it just was hard. It was really, really difficult for these guys. And,
would you like to see the putt?
Watch this putt. Did you see this, Rob? Did you get a chance to see it?
No, I did not.
All right,
just want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it. Two putts.
Watch this. Really, really cool. Really cool finish.
In one of the most unlikely final round Sundays in U.S. Open history.
Really was.
J.J. Spawn closes the deal.
I love to see a guy that's not expected to do it. Just love that.
That's
about
probably
golf.
The that's highest cool. point in his career since he was general manager of WJFK.
J.J. Spawn.
He looked like Ken Stevens.
Yeah. Do you think maybe that beard is gray by now? I'd like to see pictures our GMs.
Do you think that beard is still growing right now?
Oh, God. Really?
Who knows?
Don't do that.
He was older than me.
Rob, you do that and people die. You know that happens.
I have nothing against the man.
Now I'm freaked out about it. I really am. I mentioned it before. Big news in sports. Got to get this one out of the way. Yes, the Sox traded Rafi Devers to the San Francisco Giants. San Francisco sent Jordan Hicks. Don't know him. Kyle Harrison. Don't know him. Outfield prospect James Tibbs III. They call me Mr. Tibbs.
How many great players in the history of the MLB, Mike, have had the third in their name?
The third.
Yeah.
And minor league righty Jose, it's B-E-L-L-O. It should probably be pronounced Bayo.
Bayo.
But I don't know. Bayo. Bayo.
Bello.
Anyway, we told you all about that.
Like Dr. Bellows from I Dream of Jeannie.
Dr. Bellows? Yes, my dear. Yes. Isn't it amazing that an American officer sounds like that? Why would he sound like that? Well, because he is from the school that says you always speak with a British accent. I am Dr. Bellows.
Boy, he saw a lot of crazy ass going down there in Cocoa Beach.
Yeah. And then, of course, the other guy, Hagman. Hey, Jeannie.
Jeannie?
Hey, Jeannie, where's my fifth? Where's my fifth of vodka, Jeannie? Jeannie, how you doing?
Yeah, that was the thing. He used to empty the bottles and she'd live inside them.
Yeah, and then she'd come out of the bottle occasionally and say, Master, look at my nipples, Master.
That was more of a belly button thing.
Yeah. Oh, my belly button. That's right. It was just a young boy watching that show wanting to see the rest
Barbara
of
Eden's
nipples.
Extraordinary nipples.
You know they were.
Well, I bet they still are.
She's still with us?
Yes.
Are you sure? 1,000% sure about that?
Yeah. Josh, check on Barbara Eden, would you? E-D-E-N.
Moving right along, the leaders of a sex-focused women's wellness company that promoted orgasmic meditation have been convicted.
Is this General Mills?
This is just a really creepy story.
Yeah, okay.
They were convicted of federal forced labor charges. This is really nasty stuff. A Brooklyn jury on Monday found Nicole Dodoni, founder of One Taste Inc., and Rachel Sherwitz, the California-based company's former sales director, guilty after deliberating for less than 2 days following a 5-week trial. The two face 20 years in prison when they are sentenced later. Prosecutors argued the two women ran a years-long scheme that groomed adherents. I'm not sure what that means, adherent. People that participated in the company.
Yeah.
They groomed people that were victims of sexual trauma to do their bidding. This just gets worse and
worse.
That
is weird.
They say that this lady, Daedone, she's 57, Daedone, of New York, and Sherwitz of California, used economic, sexual, and psychological abuse, intimidation, and indoctrination to force One Taste members into sexual acts they found uncomfortable or repulsive, such as having sex with prospective investors and clients. It just sounds sordid, doesn't
it?
Yeah, they're
diabolical.
Going
away. Gross.
They're going away. Which is worse, doing that or just not giving you a card on Father's Day itself?
It depends on the card, really. Because I mean, if like there's
you'll know after the show
if there's
right?
a check in it. I can't imagine Carrie put a check from our joint account in my Father's Day card. Okay. But.
Finally, today,
and Barbara Eden, 93 years old.
God bless her. God bless her.
And no work done on her eyes.
Okay. She's 93, Rob. Give me
she
a
is.
Break.
Yeah. Bless her heart.
Finally today, the Netherlands National Museum has a new object on display. Josh, I wish we'd known this before you came back from Europe. Perhaps you could have made a side trip.
Yeah.
This merges art with Amsterdam's infamous red light district.
Nice.
It is a nearly 200-year-old condom emblazoned with erotic art. It's called the Rijksmuseum, and they said in a statement that the playful prophylactic... That sounds fun, doesn't it?
That was a Disney short.
It was believed to be made around 1830 from a sheep's appendix.
Yeah.
And it depicts both the playful and the serious side of sexual health. It is part of an exhibition called Safe Sex, question mark, about 19th century sex work that opened on Tuesday. Gotta love Amsterdam, don't
yeah.
you? You really do.
You do.
Well, if you call putting a sheep's appendix on my little man safe, then I'm not letting you ride my car. That's all there is to it. Yeah. And give me a card. That's it. We have to take a break.
I always have a hard time of thinking of condoms anytime like before 1970.
Yes, I know. It's,
you think Woodrow Wilson wore a condom?
Made of a sheep's appendix. Probably that was a stone cold lock. Hey, we're going to talk about King's Dominion here in a second. But first, let me tell you about our good friends at Naked Wines. How would you like to be the most interesting person at the next big party?
Yeah.
Don't drone on and on about how you invented the Cobb salad, because that is a lie. Instead, show up with a bottle of wine with a truly unique story. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. You need to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code TMOS for both the code and password, and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for $39.99 with shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and the code TMOS for 6 bottles of wine, $39.99. Hooray for Hollywood! Hooray for Hollywood!
The Cobb salad, Mike. The Cobb salad was invented in Hollywood.
I'm a regular purveyor of the Cobb salad. I love it.
Do you know where it was invented? There's nothing like
a good one. At the Brown Derby restaurant.
Exactly. And it's Cobb with two B's.
Cobb. Hey, Cobb.
Cobb.
Was the guy's name Cobb that invented it, that created
yes.
it?
Yes. I think it was the owner of the Brown Derby, or the executive chef. His name was Cobb.
Yeah, it would have to be a proper name, because there's certainly not corn in a Cobb salad.
There can be.
All right, so we got two guys here.
Robert Cobb was the guy's name.
Robert
didn't
Cobb.
Go by Bob?
Bob Cobb.
Bob Cobb.
Hey, Bob. Bob Cobb. Great to have the late Gordon Liddy say that. Hey, Bob. Where's Bob Cobb? Bob well, Cobb will liked, straighten it out.
He liked Bomber Bob.
Bomber Bob, yeah, in the back of the B-52. Let me explain the way this show works now. Josh joined us a little over a year ago. Uh-huh. And during the course of working with us, Rob and Josh have become very, very good friends. They socialize with each other online. They talk to each other constantly, each and every day.
It
They're
began
involved
as an accusation from Mrs. Sroka, who
yeah.
said, Rob must be your best friend. He's all
well,
you talk to.
They talk all the time. They cover for each other when they make mistakes. They cheat me out of valuable yep. dollars each and every day.
Big
it's really
stacks of cash.
I look, they're all I have now, so I have no choice but to not necessarily support this friendship, but I certainly have done nothing to really torpedo it.
Thank you.
You know, the inner pettiness that I have that exists in me, if I was a younger man, I would try to sabotage it.
How would you do that?
Oh, you know what Josh said about you, Rob? That type of thing?
I'd say, it's a lie.
It's not a lie. It's really what he said. And then I'd say, hey, Josh, you know, Rob has told me that we can get a better executive producer. I would do that if I was younger. I don't have the bandwidth. I don't have the energy to do it anymore. Because both would...
Josh, you know Rob loves Satan.
Right. I'm glad
he hates the Lord God.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad the pettiness is being overridden by the knowledge that us working well together is better for you.
Yeah, it is. It is ultimately, and it's just. But see, in the past, when I was I hate that. And when I was a younger man, I wouldn't have let that stand in my way of creating divisiveness.
And Mike, in previous iterations of this show, people absolutely applied themselves to make sure we all hated each other.
Absolutely. It was, I wonder who that could be.
It's really hard to say.
It's really to one side of the mouth, other side of the mouth. This was news to me about a week or so ago when we found out, I think when Josh was in Europe, that you two boys are planning a fun excursion to Rob's favorite place.
Actually, the initial incarnation included you.
Yes.
Until your travel plans changed due to baseball.
Oh, that I was going to be coming through.
Yeah, it was
Virginia.
It wasn't going to be hard to help us trisect one day.
Right.
But now that you're not traveling, it's just going to be me and Josh. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Josh, you know, and I was, so me and Josh.
And even with that, even with the baseball, if I could like steal an overnight and just make a flight, as I was sitting in hell with my snowball, I said, that would be a great idea to get on a plane so that I could. You want to, Rob, what kind of mood do you think I'd be the morning of that flight? Would I be getting on a plane to fly to Richmond to go to King's Dominion?
All I'm going to tell you is this, is I remember one time there was a Don and Mike show live broadcast from King's Dominion, and you were paid very well to do it. And mm-hmm. It was in collaboration with the station and the park.
Yes.
And it was really, really made nice for you. And I remember arriving, and I said, "How are you?" And you
How are
said,
you?
And you said to me, "Shut up."
That's so true. That is true. Yes,
but I think nowadays, if we gave you a bag of sunflower seeds and a snow cone and set you in the corner, you'd be fine.
Frozen banana?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the travel element. And we're going to tell you all about the details in a second here. But
it's actually our next spot, Mike, so we can roll into our next commercial.
We're very excited about that. And the thing about it is that this is combining Rob's first love with Josh's travel lust.
Mm-hmm.
Because Josh is I think, as far as people I've worked with, I don't think anybody travels more than he does. You are never, ever stationary. You are constantly on the move. Now, let me ask you this. Yes. I've never asked you about this. When you joined our operation, have you found that the flexibility of the show has allowed you to travel more and that you've taken advantage of this?
No,
or have you always traveled like this?
I've always traveled a good amount on weekends and stuff, but I've definitely decided to take advantage of having a job I can do from anywhere.
So is this going to coincide with one of your many visits your ball club?
No, I haven't. Okay. Well, maybe, but no. next week is the middle school camp in New Jersey that I do every year.
Okay, religious camp.
So it's a work trip. So I go up there, get paid to work up there.
How long have you been doing that camp?
I believe this is my 25th year.
Is the deprogramming easier now?
You went where you beat me to it. You beat me to the punch where they all get off the bus and sit. And then Josh goes down the line and goes, "You're not. You're not. You're not. You're not."
Right. It was all
That's
easier
not
before
true
cell
at all.
Phones.
Yeah, it's not true at all. But so this is a tradition in your life. So you make this trip every summer.
Yes.
And that trip puts you about halfway to that place, puts you near Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, I normally stop in somewhere between Virginia, Maryland for a night, a day.
Mm-hmm.
And
God, if you did it this past weekend, you could have gone to the parade. Rob said the parade was great.
It was.
It didn't work out on my schedule.
It didn't.
Do you want to see the most thrilling moment from the parade, Mike?
Yeah, let me see the most thrilling moment.
If you want to see unbridled American patriotism at its best. And this is not
about...
I didn't
hear a lot about it. It didn't seem to get a tremendous amount of coverage.
This is not regarding what side you're on. This is just thrilling.
Let's take a look.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
The U.S. Open.
I hit the wrong thing.
Okay, what I'm, sorry.
My bad. This is what
right.
I meant to hit.
Now, see,
isn't that great?
I think it's what I was telling you guys pre-show. How if you turn on different stations, you see things broadcast in different ways.
You're right. Look at the packed stands. I mean,
right,
really.
Because there
Play it
like
again.
No
let
one
me
was there.
The bleachers are empty.
They're empty in that shot.
You know what that looks like? That looks like when I used to call football games at the high school, and the opposite side of the field was for the visitors' stands. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Well, now let's. I did not, first of all, see a lot of reporting on this, and
the coverage was for the No Kings events. That's what people covered.
Well, down here, I cannot believe in Southwest Florida they had over 1,000 people down here. That that's like, are you kidding me? And the thing is, I don't know why, but you know, they hopped out of the woodwork. Now, Josh, you're saying conflicting reports. Do you think
I'm saying that I saw all over the internet, I saw that shot that Rob sent of the empty bleachers. Mm-hmm. And what I'd like to know is where that is in stage of the parade, because I watched the parade on Fox News, which I think was the only station covering it. And
okay,
it
you found the lie. That those bleachers were actually in Dundalk.
Well, I'm saying they kept their cameras.
This parade was going to go this far north, and so they
kept their cameras on the stage where Trump was and Hayseg and all the dignitaries, where you then saw big crowds outside of that.
You mean Hegseth?
So, yeah. Well, yes. Did I say it wrong?
Hegseg.
I'm sick.
You are.
I know you, and you're being a trooper for coming in. You know,
Mike, here's some more coverage of the parade.
Let's see if we get a better angle.
And actually, this I think is a little. I mean, obviously, that's sort of a funny clip. But let's see if this comes off any better.
Play 7 minutes.
This is. I'm sorry, I can't.
No, and that's.
I've got 18 clips
coverage.
Yeah, this is. I'm sorry.
Military parade that we've had in the nation's capital.
That's a modern
end of the Gulf War, and it was a really controversial event. It was set on his 79th birthday, and it created a kind of set piece for both supporters and opponents of the president to come out to make themselves heard. We saw Donald Trump on the screen today beaming as tanks, airplanes were flying by the Washington Monument. And we've had also historical World War II tanks and units coming down right by the Washington Monument. I think after watching today's parade, this is very much about the culture war that Donald Trump wants to fight in the United States. And it's a play to his base, to people who are very patriotic, identify as patriots, and say that they support the military.
Now, that I thought was a pretty fair piece, but they even had a hard time coming up with shots that looked big. I also
when did this started back when Trump, the very first press secretary, I forgot that guy's name, that came out and they overestimated the crowd size because it seems to be, you know, it just doesn't matter.
But
it doesn't
also,
matter.
It's also the build up to this was so negative about it constantly. And not even referring to it as the Army's 250th anniversary,
there were too many moments that were like with his birthday.
But like the permit and everything for the parade was filed last June before he was president by the Army, and it was the Army wanting to do it.
I think it's the nature of where we are, and
it's what
the
we've been talking
of,
about. With
well, but he's referred to a military parade.
He has before
that permit was asked for, so he is in on this. Let me tell you what I think.
But if you watched it was kind of cool because they showed all the different military uniforms and vehicles through all of our wars in history, which was neat to see.
The biggest problem with this is that you've got too many things happening at the same time. You've got I think that this is when the Trump administration, especially with everything going on now, you know, when you've got the National Guard mobilized and you've got, the protests happening around the country, and then you've got the reputation of kowtowing to dictators, which is the negative publicity he gets. If they read the room, it's a confluence of events where having a military parade, we associate that with dictatorships, and that's just the way it is. So all the negativity comes from bad timing. And I think that if it had been the military. Yeah.
I don't think we would have put it together as looking like a dictatorship or Hitler if we weren't constantly told that in the media. Because I remembered seeing the one as after the Gulf War as a kid on TV and thinking that was really cool and impressive. And I don't.
Well, you've got it in the media because this guy has gone to North Korea and, you know, French kissed Kim Jong Un. That's what happened. So
that was AI.
And
the French kiss.
And then you got the whole thing with Putin. I mean, that's not fake. that, and I'm not talking about specifics. I'm talking about the general reputation. This is why I think this administration should do everything in its power to move away from something that could be construed as, "Hey, you're acting like Putin." Right. That's why stuff happens like that.
I also think it's impossible for it to move in any direction that he is not attacked and twisted and misrepresented.
And would you agree that there is a chance that I don't think he minds that divisiveness?
No.
I really think he's embraced it in his second term. Yeah. I think he's embraced it.
I think he saw the divisiveness. I think that his first term, he tried to make everyone happy, and he saw that didn't work for him. And now he's fine with just ignoring the divisiveness and moving forward.
It's a land of chaos.
My favorite thing I saw was two shots, and one was of a proper communist Chinese military parade, and it says, "The parade you ordered," and then it showed a clip from this one. It says, "The parade that Timu sent." It's kind of like a Timu parade.
A Timu parade. Yeah. Something about those World War II tanks that,
And also,
it's cute to have the old men driving them to keep them in their garage in Indiana, but it's,
Do you have any of those in your neighborhood?
No, we don't. No, not enough land. Not enough land down here. And, now, listen, you know what's funny when we have the comments?
Yeah.
And everybody just, it's their cut and dry. Media is liberal propaganda from one guy. No getting through to Josh there. But look, guys.
There's no middle.
Josh knows the way I think. I know the way Josh thinks. We just had an exchange of disagreement without trying to rip each other's throats out. I'm not going to change his mind. He's not going to change my mind. But I believe that you have to realize at some point that we have to be Americans. Mm-hmm. We do. It's craziness right now.
On both sides, that all the media is manipulating you on both sides in both directions.
When you've got media that takes a half a square block of, half a square mile, let's get it right, in Los Angeles, and they show you the rocks being thrown off the overpass onto the police cars thousands of times. Thousands. Right. It was all, and that had nothing to do with a point of view. That had everything to do with, that is sexy video. Yeah, that is video that gets a producer excited.
Of the guy with the Mexican flag standing on the car.
Mm-hmm. And it's again and again and again and again. And that, and then you have, the lady that got the Australian reporter that gets shot. And so you see the negative side of the police and the military coming in there. And that didn't, so both things paint a different picture. The rocks being thrown, oh, these people are completely out of control. Right. They must be controlled. The police shooting the lady with a rubber bullet, oh my God, the media. But the point of view doesn't matter. What matters is the sexiness of the video.
Right.
Now, that might piss both sides off, but I think Josh and I can agree on that it's all about what's selling and what's going to make our little eyes lock onto that screen.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, we can debate the National Guard all day long because I think that was wrong, and Josh probably doesn't feel the same way. We can debate all day long about the ICE and immigration policy, but when it comes to, and this is what I really believe about the media, the video that we see, I think it's all about what's burning. Hey, we got a picture of the – what do you want?
Oh,
did you get a picture of the plane going down? Did you get a picture? Did you get the whole thing? I've got better video. That's all they give a shit about, in my opinion.
Yeah, MSNBC can complain all day that Trump won the election. They are happy that he won the election because their viewership is up.
They
now have a villain to get everyone's attention to and make more money.
Look what it did for Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Bill O'Reilly.
Of course. Yes.
I mean, there's an industry of hate in a media that exists. And if you think that there's not culpability in the media on both sides of the fence, you are totally wrong. And I think, and Josh will disagree with me, but I think that has allowed a man like Donald Trump to absolutely explode in popularity among his base.
I agree with you. It's 100%. Yeah.
And I want 100%
because people got frustrated with that.
And my Republican friends this time around more and more are indicating to me, based on the way he has fueled the divisiveness as opposed to his previous term, my Republican friends do not scream and yell how fabulous he is. except the real Trumpers.
Yeah.
Most of them, the Republicans I know, are like rolling their eyes a little bit with all of it right now. We'll see what happens. You know,
it's no, crazy. And there's a lot of things Trump has done this term that I don't agree with.
A lot of
but
people.
But I'll tell you, my biggest support for Trump has come because I saw the manipulation of the media.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what grew me to him.
Well, you know, and that it goes as far as I am concerned. I say this to all of my friends. The Trump situation is one where it goes all the way back for me to the Taj Mahal, where he stiffed contractors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that, can you imagine, you're a cabinet maker and you get the big contract at the Taj Mahal and you're out of your mind. You're a little operator. This is your break. This is your big break. And they're like, I don't like the way they're put in, and they stiff you. And he's got so much money to fight you in court that you can't do anything about it.
You can't fight it. Yeah.
That's where I go back to with that guy. That's the always has been. We don't have enough time to continue this, but you can see it in our comments that, you know, people, it's just there all the time.
All the time.
You know, and yes, I know not Aesop. I know the Kennedy inauguration had tanks and rockets. It's like, God, okay. I just am glad. I'm glad it's over, and I'm glad Rob got his card.
Thank you, Mike.
I care about.
For God's sake.
We were talking about it before. Mr. Soroka enjoyed Paris so much that he has decided to visit the second greatest Eiffel Tower of them all, one that I've been to the top of.
Yes.
This Saturday at 12 noon, this coming Saturday, get ready to spend an hour under the tower. Josh and Rob will meet up with all of you guys under the Eiffel Tower at King's Dominion. Come on out and visit with them, and then come along and tear it up. Ride rides, eat turkey legs, and walk the same legendary sidewalks used by Hollywood legend George Segal in the movie Roller Coaster.
You know, if Great you've pull. Never seen it, watch Roller Coaster before you spend an hour under the tower. It'll really help you feel the gravitas of what you're a part of.
Or don't. It's the perfect time to
hit
the park and hang out. Plus, Rob will ride the grizzly with anyone who asks.
It's true.
See you on International Street. Ride on. So
we've had lots of questions about the grizzly and where Rob wants his ashes spread. My plan is to get this finalized and work out the details.
That's right.
And we'll Robert will be with us so he knows as well.
I hope both of you are relatively healthy by the time you get there.
We'll be spreading viruses.
With Josh and Rob this Saturday. I don't think a theme park is a carrier place at all.
No.
This Saturday, June 21st, the day before another national holiday, under the King's Dominion Eiffel Tower. It starts at 12 noon, and they are excited to see you. King's Dominion is located at 16,000 Theme Park Way in scenic, beautiful Doswell, Virginia. 23047, if you want to put the zip in. There
you know
is.
What? That's I put the full address in case you wanted to mail them anything.
Oh,
but remember, Mike, 16,000 Theme Park Way. In Doswell, Virginia, and that's where we will be.
And
we are prepared to accept birthday gifts.
Yeah, we will get them.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so nice.
We can't guarantee they'll make it to Mike.
I think KD is closed on the 22nd for your birthday.
Real quick before we move on here, Josh, you're watching, both you guys are watching the golf TV show with Owen Wilson, right?
Stick.
You're both?
Stick. Wow.
Yeah. That's the Owen Wilson impression. So are you getting anything out of it?
I think Owen Wilson is trying to not be Owen Wilson.
Yeah, I agree. And I think he's succeeding. I think he's very likable. You know who is, I think, the takeaway MVP of the show is Marc Maron. Marc Maron,
he's so talented.
He's so funny.
I think he's a great podcaster. Really, one of the great podcasts of all time that he's recently stopped doing. But really, just as good, if not a better actor, when he does that. It's fantastic.
He is a Stick sidekick who used to be his caddy and now helps him with
perfect casting, right?
Yeah, with like mild scams all the way through. But it's at the base of it a winning story about a young golf prodigy. And there is some good golf in it and some funny stuff, and I recommend it. I think it's good. I'm three episodes in.
Will I dig it? Do you think, Rob? Do you think I'll dig it? Is it
I do.
True to
I do.
The game a little bit?
Yeah,
you know, with
yeah.
That?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's not enough golf yet. I'm all caught up. I think it's like four episodes in. But it could use more golf, but it's got enough in there to keep you going.
I really look forward to it. And I'm not an Owen Wilson fan, but more so, I can handle Owen Wilson because he's a caricature of himself a little bit today. The one that I will not tolerate anymore, and I won't watch anything with him in Luke Wilson. I'm still enjoying my Luke Wilson boycott.
Is that affecting your life in a big way?
Oh, it is, Rob. Yeah. Constantly. Such a
one thing, Mike, really when is. You watch it, and I don't know if it's just because what I do, I think you will really love the sound design of the club hitting the ball. It just sounds so good.
All right.
It's a really good sounding show.
Two thumbs up from both of you gentlemen.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's worth it. Give it a try.
Okay. Rob, did you have a chance to get any beautiful video for us ready to go, I hope, please?
Mike, I do, and some of it not even relating to the weekend's events. So
very good you were still able to pull that together without a card being distributed to you yesterday. I'm so sorry.
Mike,
that.
Fear not. I have the card.
I'm not going to make you open that on the air.
Good.
Although I really would love to know what's in it. I really, really would.
Well, tune in tomorrow.
Hey, there you go. Another reason to find out.
You idiots.
If the signature says die pig. Hey, everybody. Did you know that I was a mule skinner back in the day? Yeah, I was. Mike O'Mara here. Let me brag about Carla. She's
my
woman.
You didn't actually skin mules. You just took care of mules.
Oh, it's jargon. It's slang.
It's what it is.
It's slang. Yeah.
Oh, as there's the dog one of them says, now.
Yeah, there's the mule skinner. Let me brag about her. She's absolutely crushing it. Carla was on the phone with one of her people that works under her promoting health, weight loss, beauty for about an hour and a half. She, if you get together with her to promote these wonderful things, she will walk you all the way through it. And I testify to that at the end of the weekend. She was doing it last night for about an hour and a half outside, sitting on the patio chatting with a new person that's going to be working with her company. She's crushing it. She helps people look and feel amazing. At Dermglow Skin, it's all about real skincare. Clinical-grade products, customized treatments, results you can see. But Carla's also your go-to for weight loss and wellness. Being a telehealth connector, she can hook you up with GLPs. Those are the game-changing meds that everyone's talking about, the ones that I use and that help me lose 70 to 80 pounds of serious weight. Plus, there's NAD Plus for energy, glutathione for detox, and more. All doctor approved and all shipped right to your door. The best part, it's fast, it's easy. There are payment plans, so anyone can do it. No huge upfront cost. You take a quick quiz, get approved, and it comes right to your home. Go to DermGlowSkin.com right now. Whether it's for skin, weight, or wellness, she's got your back. That's DermGlowSkin.com. And yes, tell her that Mike sent you. Please. I get credit for that. And if you visit her shop, please keep the vehicles orderly. It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a camera. I'll do that the right way.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. I'm going to kill the music because
sometimes I don't, I have to get into the lyric before
you knew this one right away.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We was heading for Bear on a 1110 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I say, Pig Pen, this here's the rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down. Because we got a big old convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we
got a big old convoy.
Convoy.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Do it.
Hey, everybody. Hi there.
Mike, I inadvertently played a split second of this tape earlier. This poor guy is a helicopter pilot covering the No Kings rallies in Los Angeles. And, you know, you're loved when the people back at Ground Central are recording your feed. You know, you're just up there for video.
Yeah.
But you're talking.
Not just recording, broadcasting.
Yes.
So on their
you guys
website.
Are keeping up with us, and we're 7 minutes away from our next location. Go grab a snack, go hit the bathroom, do what you need to do.
It's like leaving Larry's microphone.
I don't think it's at the beach.
I love the helicopter shot, though. Don't you?
I do. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Twin options. You know, that's one of those ones. The answer is yes. You know what? I don't care. I don't care about my...
Here we go.
I am married. I am legally married. I am legally married. That's about the only way you can really say it. I am legally married.
Wow.
But I am not looking at now at all. I just had a bunch of debacles with my personal life.
Oh,
yes,
dear.
It's true. I know. It's hard to believe. Somebody that doesn't even know what he's talking about in a relationship. And, you know.
Not a happy dude, Rob.
But,
no.
I got nothing right now.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And they left that up? He didn't think he was broadcasting.
No, he didn't
Mike,
know.
It's a tough time for all of us.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, and read between the lines. Legally married. Read between the lines. Figure out what the hell's going on with his world. Doesn't sound happy. That's for sure.
Let me play one more. This brought me great joy over the weekend that they're doing Spaceballs 2. Not that I think it's going to be anything great, but I just love when Mel stays current. It's being written by Josh Gad. Josh Gad is in it. Rick Moranis is coming back. Bill Pullman is coming back. It could be good, but of course, it's all worth it just for this teaser trailer from Mel.
They haven't even shot it yet.
Turn it down a little bit.
Okay. After 40 years, we asked, what do the fans want? But instead, we're making this movie.
The Schwartz
awakens. May the Schwartz be with you.
May the Schwartz be with you, Mike.
He looks good for 90, doesn't he?
He does. Well, he's closer to 100.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
In case you didn't see it, his sweatshirt said Spaceballs, the sweatshirt.
So we've lost Reiner, right?
Yes.
We've lost Norman Lear.
Yep.
And then he's the last one of the trifecta, right?
Yeah,
he's
pretty
the
much.
One that's still in there. Go, Mel. Go, Mel. Go.
Do it. Fantastic. Do it, buddy.
Yep.
That's it, Mike. Back to you. That's your magic audio vault.
Oh, that's great.
Or that's your beautiful video.
I didn't know that was the last one you were playing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry for my confusion. Go open your card.
I will.
Check it out. Josh, I hope you feel better, and I hope you can rally and drink plenty of fluids and get her done, and we will be back with a brand new episode tomorrow of the Mike O'Mara Show where Rob reveals what was inside of that lovely card that he got. So that's it. Got to get out of here. For Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That is a lie.
I'm Ray Barboni from Miami.
You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.